Finance and Economics.
European Finance. Frightening tightening. Europe's central bankers are nervous about unwinding quantitative easing.
Central banks are finally getting into the swing of quantitative tightening, or QT. The Bank of Canada has shed a fifth of its balance sheet this year. The Bank of England held its first gilt auction on November 1st. The Federal Reserve's balance sheet shrank by $85 billion in October, twice the size of the reduction 3 months earlier. But in Europe, where officials have flirted with QT for months, the European Central Bank, or ECB, is yet to let go of a single bond. The continent's central bankers have sent mixed messages about when QT will arrive. In September, Christine Lagarde, the ECB's president, said details would be provided after the bank finished raising interest rates. At a meeting on October 27th, the ECB promised to lay out key principles in December. 5 days later, Joachim Nagel of the Bundesbank said that Germany expected QT in early 2023. Pablo Hernández de Cos of Spain's central bank sharply retorted that a longer wait was required. QT is a nerve-wracking experience for all central bankers. When buying bonds during quantitative easing, or QE, policymakers were unsure about the impact of their growing balance sheets. In reverse, the uncertainty is greater, particularly given the fragility of financial markets and the global economy. Experiments with QT have gone wrong in the past, as in 2019, when the Fed roiled the Treasury market. And QT is particularly difficult for the ECB. Most central banks have bought just one government debt. The ECB has 19 bond markets to worry about. One effect of QE is that it reduces the spread between the low borrowing costs of Germany and those of indebted economies like Italy. When inflation was low, the ECB could pass this off as a side effect of its stimulus. Now it is raising rates, it must find other arguments in favour of containing spreads.